Steve, there are various forms of life adapted to very adverse conditions of environment. Both low-temperature extremes such as high, ultra-high pressure, and poisonous environments to the standards of animals and plants in general. There are so many combinations that we would be arguing for hours, perhaps days discussing this subject. Are billions of micro and macroorganisms having a composition of what you call as the genetic code completely retrofitted to other chemical compositions? If a body cannot find calcium for its structure, adapting what exists in the environment as crystals and other minerals, silicon dioxide, and sometimes metal particles. There are also many entities that use energy and in high-density plasma to form and develop their structures. These structures can feed photons and other ionic particles to physically grow in places where there's nothing available like the open space. Question, Steve asks, whether you are aware of NASA research into this and whether NASA has been assisted by ET in providing us with this evidence? Steve, eventually NASA and your government has long since received a lot of alien technology. Energy converters based on the nitrogen no operating cost, programming technologies, molecular forms of life with adaptive genetic code to consume materials that are considered pollutants to humanoids, synthetic life forms considered by the standards of humanoids that can metabolize organic material in minerals, among many others technology transfers. Some of these things were obtained by re-engineering tools and equipment seized from crashed spaceships. Other technologies were exchanged for biological material, and features such as operational bases of underground constructions, for the reptilians and their greys. See, when I say their greys, I'm referring to a specific race of greys that work with them. Please do not generalize. It's like good and bad societies that you have here, in your own planet. Question. Mythy, some regional events such as deaths of birds and fish without an official explanation is happening early this year. You know why? As you know, food chains are chemically manipulated by your government since they began spraying the air. Birds and fish are the first to feel the effects of infestation by nanoelements. The decline in the food chain is a technique to keep people dependent on what your government can meet in relation to subsistence food. These events must be multiplied by all the areas where your governments are seeding your atmosphere. If you have nowhere to go or what to eat, we'll inevitably have to go to the areas predefined by your government to contain the masses. That they will decide on who should live and who shall die and be buried at the sites, which have also been predetermined by them. Only one thing can prevent the choices made by your government, nature itself. The natural processes of rearrangement of the planet will take care to clean and prepare whole regions and continents to the new context. They know this, but they are anticipating for the case of nature being benevolent with some areas considered essential for them. You should be prepared for this year. When Nibiru is unquestionably visible, cover-ups will begin to crumble, governments begin to take more drastic measures to contain the people clamoring for solutions that do not exist. The times start getting tough for everyone. Question, how is the movement of observers and collaborators aliens? Only registered ships, we know of 320 of them circulating this week around here. Lunar bases are in an extremely busy coming and going. Frankly speaking, the Earth is a planet that matters to many races because of the rich biodiversity it harbors. Your huge moon and the orbital distance from the Sun make the Earth an oasis that is the basis for a large number of stellar colonization projects. Nobody can interfere with natural events, but everyone wants to see what will happen and, if possible, collaborate so that does not end becoming a barren place. Much of your biodiversity has already been transferred to a large number of planets according to the characteristics of each might harbor a few species. 182 planets shelter species transferred from planet Earth. If necessary, they will be brought back to the planet to a new beginning. Video 21, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 21, A March 17, 2011. Question. Mythy, the whole world was shocked by the event in Japan, all the destruction caused by the tsunami. In the last 11 days, something could be done to anticipate such a situation? Were seen, some probes, unidentified, flying over the progress of the tsunami. You know who they were? Well, answering the first question, no, nothing can be done to prevent this type of tectonic stress reaction. I already had been warning about this region and keep alert, this is a small example of what can happen around the Pacific Ring of Fire. We followed everything pretty close. We were monitoring the underwater volcanic activity, when we recorded the earthquake and subsequent shockwave that caused the tsunami. The second question, yes, the probes that flew over the area were ours. They were not operated by our team, but from another unit in our fleet. Unfortunately for now we can only observe, we have firm order not to come into direct contact with people. If there is a global catastrophe, I'm sure we will receive orders to act. We have four units covering the area, with a few more ships Arcturian. My ship is in a place called Tokala that reverberates clearly the symptoms of stress, for analysis of tectonic activity between the plates. The South Atlantic will also launch major tectonic movements, by the weakening of the magnetic field in the region. Volcanic activity is increasing exponentially. The base Arcturian in the Atlantic is on high alert for upcoming events. In the Antarctic base, a large movement of scientists denotes the possible imminence of events. Question. Mithy, since you're actually doing your surveys in the area of the Pacific, know anything about radiation leaks from nuclear power plants in Japan? Well, the leaks are still small. We are waiting to see whether the Japanese will have the capacity to contain the greatest effect. If one core melts, we can intervene to neutralize, if we have that permission to do so. There are techniques of tunneling fields of energy, such as leave no effect what is inside, do not leave them out. Are fields of energy beyond the physical possibilities in your current planet, can be addressed here but not raised here. It's hard to explain. When using dirty energy, at least the control systems and security, must maintain redundant solutions, to prevent this sort of thing happens. It seems that these systems were not properly designed for an unstable region like Japan. If the leakage increases, could further devastate the precarious biological balance of the entire region, including the west coast of North America. But the leaks are not the biggest threat. If submerged parts of Japan by tectonic interaction, these plants will be submerged as well. You will have news at any time on submerged regions round the Pacific Ring of Fire. Question. Mithy, ahead for us, what is the result of observation of current activity you are registering? See, like I said before, this year your North America and Asia will suffer a major change in its territory. It will be an event caused by the movement of tectonic plates, it cannot be prevented. This will affect the planet as a whole. The economy of the planet must also collapse after this event. Your governments know all this. They are prepared to manage the disaster of their way. The drastic reduction of world population will begin in Asia and North America, generating cascading events worldwide. Little will be like as it is now. The only places with a little more chance of survival are the underground shelters, but this does not eliminate the fact that they can become tombs, in case these regions come to be submerged or covered with hundreds of feet of snow in new polar regions which should be formed. Mountains may be the first to fall. The best solution, still, the oceans, but it will not be easy to keep sailing in some regions. Don't use to run to other regions in search of safety, no place is safe in this rearrangement of the planet. You can postpone the inevitable for days or months, but the planet will only stabilize during 2013. Remember to keep your personal frequency at a high level, only this attitude can somehow help you and your family. Avoid follow instructions of your governments, try to survive without the sacrifice of other like, try it through without harming others, otherwise not worth to survive. Question. Mithy, this video was released showing a probe in acting against a missile test launch in Vandenberg Air Force Base. Could you tell us what it is? Yes, this is a probe Pleiades, for being extremely fast, may disable nuclear warheads as well as navigation systems, even if the missile has already been released, it's much slow to our standards. The probe can reach 100 miles per second if needed. As I said, The Pleiades are the responsibility of the deactivation of such weapons throughout the world. Question: in this satellite photo, we have an object beyond a plane. It is a probe? A spaceship? Why is not visible in the picture? This photo shows a spaceship passing your plane at a speed much greater than his. The speed is greater than the shutter of the camera from your satellite, so it only records the trace of the passage. This ship must be traveling at a speed greater than 5,000 miles per hour, slow for him but too fast for the camera's static shutter. Question: Mithy, we have satellite photos like this, showing the spread of chemical sprays in the atmosphere. It would somehow be eliminated? When we fly, we see many areas in these conditions. Unfortunately, just when it all falls to the ground can be absorbed, and will also be for plants and animals. It will take several months for all this contamination down with the rains. We do not understand how your peoples are apathetic and does not react against these attacks on the nature of your own planet. You are, in your great majority, a good people, but you do not know how to choose your leaders. They do what they want with you and the planet. Question: Mithy, I have received questions about Ilnin Comet, a comet that is approaching the solar system. It's Nibiru? Could you talk about it? Well, I think the comet you call Ilnin is a fragment that precedes Nibiru, just days ahead. I guess that's it. It's a result of the last passage of Nibiru through solar system. After the collision of one of its planets with the moon of Jupiter, the comet was a result which, like Halley's comet, has become part of the system. He is the hard iron core of the planet that collided at approximately 3,600 years ago. This nucleus was thrown toward the orbit of the Sun and thus began the same elliptical orbit as Nibiru. He alters his angle of trajectory for each crossing. The planets interact depending on their relative positions to make it happen. Ilnin, if this is what they are talking about, is followed close by Nibiru, but it's not important compared to the Nibiru mass. Nibiru will pass 0.423 astronomical units away from Earth in September. The worst case, 0.15 astronomical units will be in October if it diverts its route during the passage by the galactic hemisphere. The Nibiru is approaching and will be seen as a second sun for everyone on Earth this year. There is no way to hide a system the size of it. Nibiru system as a whole is 4 times larger than the planet Jupiter. Nibiru does not have the possibility of hitting the planet Earth, but will finish the rearrangement of tectonic plates. Its large mass, which is not part of the current balance of the system, will destabilize the entire solar system planets simultaneously. With this rearrangement, the Earth will finally have their defined geographic poles for the next 3,600 years. Well, this is the general scenario. We will try to help as many survivors as possible. This is a cosmic event that has no palliative. It has to happen for the planet to rearrange in a different perspective and aura. Video 22, VlookSnap 2014-05-2122H31M18S51.png VlookSnap 2014-05-2122H36M49S201.png Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 22A. April 17, 2011. Question: we get a video made by the Kaguya probe orbiting the moon, filming a large building which, by proportion, is quite large. You could tell what it is? VlookSnap 2014-05-2122H36M49S2011.png ilrock_a17_station_6pstook.jpg Other objects filmed on the surface of the Moon, AS17150-23043 Huge Object 01.jpg AS17150-23044 Huge Object 02.jpg AS17150-23046 Huge Object 01.jpg C. There are large buildings on your moon. That seems to be a portion that appears on the surface of a large underground base. These lunar bases are used by several companies, including reptilians. There exist large workshops and laboratories for the acclimation of plants and animals as well as other raw materials. Many breeds are working there. We've been in several bases there as well as the Arcturians, our research fellows. Strange she was not reflecting light because usually these bases are turned on with the energy field. Question Mythi appeared in the Atlantic huge whirlpools that our scientists and oceanographers cannot explain. In addition to Verilich, rotating clockwise, when they should run instead for being above the equator. What is the explanation? Well, anomalous behaviors of the ocean's air are due to large variations in forces acting on temperature and magnetic pressure. With the great activity at the edges of all the planet's tectonic plates, the heating of certain areas alter the currents in a disordered manner, causing the regional climate will change, forming a chain reaction. The zone of low magnetic pressure in the South Atlantic is so pronounced that forced reactions such as this, because in reality, your equator is no longer where it was, magnetically speaking. It is rotating in opposite direction to the region, demonstrate the changes in magnetic reversal of the planet, already in progress. Question with respect to Yaoran formation in the surveys of the Pacific, as is the course of things? Unfortunately, the news is not good. The Australian plate began to react to pressure. New Zealand must undergo a large increase in activity. Japan is on Thevajof. Major problems in their territories, their volcanic activity will increase during this month. Nothing anyone can do to avoid. Across the Pacific, the activity will increase due to increased activity in Asia. Another ship of our fleet is rendering us in the Pacific. Let's return to regular activities in South Atlantic between the island Tristan da Cunha and island Trinidad, near the base of Arcturians. You see, the Earth was originally about the size of Mars when incandescent. Mars was naturally smaller than it is today. The Earth is growing at the rate of its internal pressure equalization with the outside external crust cooled. As the material cools to its atomic reaction, it expands in proportion. This growth is what causes the movements in the tectonic plates, which continue retreating. When an external effect accelerates this process as an increase in solar radiation particles by decreasing the magnetic field of protection, the Earth grows more rapidly, causing cataclysms. Exactly that is happening in this period until 2013. The main effect of Nibiru in this process will be to force certain boards, the most massive move more than others, and cause high tides sweeping the globe as the Earth rotates, raising the oceans tangentially to their influence. This will be the end of the cleanup process of the planet, preparing for the new era that will start. Question. Mythi, some friends want to know more about the leaks of radioactive material in Japan because they are there, or close. Could you tell us what you know about it? Appear to have controlled, but in regions where the soil is undermined by the earthquakes. The plants should be decommissioned and its nucleus concreted to prevent further damage. The danger is not just for them in Japan, this can affect all the countries where the worst will happen. If one of them will sink into the ocean, it will be already concreted to minimize contamination. An alternative unpleasant, but possible, to avoid the shortages would be the use of oil-fired plants, to enable the shutdown, in our view, as soon as possible of all nuclear plants in the region. But these are decisions that only the Japanese authorities can take if they have discernment to do so. Question, it seems that this comet El Niño was merely a cover for Nibiru. According to unofficial theories of course, this would be a code name to divert attention because, according to sources, the Russian who had discovered with his telescope orbiting his yard, he does not exist. Do you have any news about Nibiru? I really weird when you asked me about this El Niño some time ago. I didn't know what you were referring as the meteor that goes ahead of Nibiru system, it is not important to be noticed. Your government is deliberately leaking information just is not explaining exactly what they refer. Question, Bermithi, the Mayans determined the long end of the calendar for the December 21st next year, Nibiru is not a little early? You see, the Mayans did not mention Nibiru literally. They were more concerned about the galactic alignment with the center of the Milky Way. Imagine you have a satellite receiving antenna on your roof. When you align with the satellite, will capture the entire signal energy to receive the images transmitted is not TMT. Imagine now, The alignment of the Sun and Earth in the center of the galaxy, which is the generator of powerful energy that keeps it all together and balanced. The Earth has reversed its core, the large magnet will reverse positions. When this information about the universal movements was passed to the Mayans, Ronli answered the questions asked. They were not told about Nibiru because it was not asked. Was different with the Sumerians, Nibiru was present here during their period of civilization and it then was recorded. Question, Amatsu Kram ask, why the Andromeda alien like Eudonia TMT show up and help the world to change in the right direction? How do you not allow this? Sukram, you are part of a civilization that has developed by itself. To be ready, it has to grow on own roots. If you pick the plant before it generates its seed, it will not sprout again. We cannot stop a lesson that is ongoing. I know it's hard to understand as the survival instinct always speaks louder. But you have to understand that to be considered a consolidated race, must find your own ways to do so. That has to come from within, from your conscience to your aura. As I said earlier, we can help society remnant to fit the new context, but only after the frequency change of the planet, which is well next. But do not worry about it because everything is pre-established by universal laws. You will always be, I said always, in the right place for you to develop your seeds, be sure and happy about that. Video 23, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 23 A. April 20, 2011. Question. Mithy, a mate ask, is the HARP, that frequency emitters high power antennas, responsible by the Japan's earthquake? For all we know, these primary experiments, the bombing of frequency in a connected network are an attempt to shake the planet's magnetic field, causing disorientation in satellite transmissions and causing windows, holes in the magnetosphere, to literally burn some target region using the sun as a weapon. It can be used to generate steam in oceanic areas to cause precipitation of rainfall in specific regions, for agriculture. This type of apparatus cannot cause earthquakes, neither tectonic movement. Question, do you know something about Partal civilization from another dimension? They entitle themselves as the founders of this third dimension civilization, just to play with. Partal not that friend of yours? Well, like race or organization has never heard of. As I said, there are no races from other dimensions interacting here. Who says that, should literally, dreaming about that possibility. I do not understand how you humans insist both these theories of other dimensions interacting with you. Does not exist these founders of the third dimension, who have created us, to play us. There are techniques of invisibility, which can be confused with something from another dimension. Just as there are generators of fields of invisibility to the spacecraft, there are also costumes that make the same effect. Cause a field of approximately 5 inch fully involving those who are wearing. We also have the suits but only used when necessary to study very primitive beings, dangerous animals, or simply for observation. We can visit all your bases, cities and environments, but we continue on this dimension, we only use the science to it. Imagine if we off and back on the costume field in a place where observers can see us. They think they are seeing some kind of ghost from another dimension maybe. There are also techniques so sophisticated on holographic projection to your standards that you would imagine to be talking directly to that person, present in transmission. The energy is so dense that you can literally feel the touch of the image in you. So, in parallel universes may have different dimensions to our reality, but do not interact with us. I'm in the same dimension as you. Only that at least 5,000 years ahead, and I can say we know for sure. If this is some kind of religion or belief, I will respect and not argue about it. No Mithy, it's not a religion for sure. Question. Do you know if some spacecraft's aliens from Sirius B or someone else are involved in the chemtrail activity? No, we have observed only your own aircraft, making the spray atmosphere. The reptilian race that lives in colonies on Sirius is not the same as living with your governments. It is a quiet breed. Those who are here, they come from a planet orbiting a sun, in the region that you call as Scutum Centaurus even here in the Milky Way. A civilization from Sirius has nothing to do with it. Question. Mythi, some mate is asking about an organization called Galactic Federation of Light. They are announcing their arrival coming very shortly in 2011 to get humanity off Earth to save us. Do you know something about? See, I do not know this organization with this name. But for that information given, do not believe in its existence, or the real intent. No civilization linked to the Community Galactica has the potential to interfere in that process with promises of salvation to Earthlings. There are no guidelines for this, or colonies for replacement because, as I said and I repeat, depends on the individual level of frequency, this redistribution of beings by the galaxy. Halting this process would hinder rather than help. Perhaps it will be difficult in the current stage of development of Earthlings to understand that. It could be a palliative that would delay the development of Earthlings as a race, at least 100 years. So, be sure that this organization is not properly informing the possibilities, or you do not understand something right. If you have any further relevant information such as type of ship, where they say go, tell me, so I make sure someone is abusing the good faith here. Question, a mate is asking about the Yellowstone volcano. Do you have some prevision about an imminent eruption? As I said, I cannot be apocalyptic. In general I can say it's only a matter of time before the Yellowstone explodes. He'll explode. If volcanic activity continues to increase in the Pacific, it will not take long. When the activity starts on the west coast, there will be some time to evacuate the area near Yellowstone. If new information becomes available, I tell you. Question. Mythi, what about Europe and Africa? Is there anything planned for these regions too? In Europe and Iceland, events will depend on the activity of the Central Atlantic Rift and the North American Plate, which is expected to move west, is greatly increasing the activity and consequently the Africa launch a series of tectonic activity causing many tears or cracks in the continental plate that is predicted movement to the south. In Europe and Iceland, all volcanoes will show activity, with emphasis on the volcano in the Canary Islands which have not yet awakened. Everything indicates that the tectonic setting process will begin in the Pacific Ring of Fire, that is the most neuralgic area of the planet to have received the greatest impact in the old days, and from there all the plates will begin to adjust. Question, a mate ask, could you explain in more detail about the Earth, solar system, colonization and why the Mayans and Deaking predict 2012? Okay, in our early records, the Earth had another name, was known as Tiamat. The orbits were different. Mars was closer to the Sun, almost at the current orbits of Tiamat, and that was furthest in a colder region with orbits closer to Jupiter. When the first colonies were placed on Mars, the planet had a very comfortable environment for humanoids that time. We're talking about almost 2 billion years ago. The techniques to generate atmosphere and acclimation of planets had not yet been implemented. At that time, all the orbits of the planets in your solar system have been very disturbed by a cataclysm, nothing related to Nibiru. A large wandering planet with many moons, strayed from its orbit in solar system Sirius by another accident, went through within your solar system. This event opened more the orbits of Mars and the Tiamat placed closer to the Sun, after being hit by one of its moons, which actually ended up creating your large moon. The material for your moon came out most of the area where the Pacific Ocean is now, permanently deforming the region. As the material for the formation of the moon came out of Tiamat, if analyzed, will reveal almost the same age of formation. Sometime from this cosmic accident, the Tiamat began to show better conditions of colonization than Mars, and have added very good material, because the moon crashed into her had a great mineral richness. Tiamat stayed by at least 1,000 years with the mineral just settling, until its surface could be seen again. Let us say that Tiamat only won in many aspects. In that cosmic event, the Mayans took into account by the information received, the great cycle of approximately 200 million years that your little solar system, plus Sirius system orbiting Elsio and that is, the complete constellation of the Pleiades lead to a translation to the center of the Milky Way. Because this galactic orbit is tilted a few degrees to the plane of the galaxy center, coincidentally, these systems will be reversing their magnetic fields in the passage of the hemisphere. Based on this, a new era, a new translation around the center of the galaxy begins.